Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us.
There sure are. There's two of us, and we're here, and we're there, and we're everywhere. Too many plates spinning, but you can see all of our shows. Find our social media. We have our calendars up.
You know what you can also do is go ahead and pre-order Jessica Michelle Singleton's Horny for Death album.
That's right. It's dropping on October 1st. Help me trend. Get it. You'll get a free... preview track, and there's a second preview track dropping soon for those of you who have already gotten it. Pre-order on iTunes. If you've got Apple Music, iTunes, you can get the link in my @JMSComedy Instagram bio. Yeah. It's also available on other places for pre-order, like Amazon, if you have to get that, because you don't have an iPhone. But I'm not that. Also, leave us a review. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. We've got some new ones that came in. Thank you very much to the people who gave us those. You can be a patron. Our poor patrons just had to listen to me scream about a banking app in between recording episodes. It's really a lot of fun over here.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/
It's a good time.
Support the podcast. Come with us on our live journey to Universal Studios. You get all that info if you're a patron, and only if you're a patron.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have so much fucking fun, and we are going to talk about something that is not fun. It's bad.
But it's something, it's a conversation that should be had.
Talking about fentanyl.
Specifically, fentanyl being used as an illegal drug, as an element to cut other drugs, which will ultimately kill you.
Yeah, it takes so little fentanyl for you to die. And yet,
a dusting. You could dust over something you're snorting or shooting or whatever, and that's enough to kill you.
And yet, it keeps... Like, here's what I don't understand. So this is what... This is... what I've been told by a very inside source. I don't know anyone who has drugs cut with fentanyl or that's doing it, but someone who is a drug user in my family. Dealers cut drugs like cocaine with fentanyl so that you'll come down and want more. It's like you get like a woo, and then you come down faster, so you'll want to do more cocaine. So the idea is that it's supposed to be good for business because you'll have to buy more cocaine. But the reality is your customer base is dying. What are you...
So here is what I remember about days when I used to indulge. I think dealers at the time were still just cutting it with good old-fashioned laxatives or baking soda. And those are the days when, you know, taking a nice cocaine shit. Oh, my God, how I missed that. I don't understand why dealers now are like, oh, let me take the chance of killing my client. Because I want them to get higher so then they'll want more when they come down. Get them addicted to the duty. I mean, there's nothing better than being regular.
I've never done cocaine. I don't understand, obviously from a human standpoint, why you would endanger someone's life like that. But also, yeah, you know what could get you really well known as a dealer right now is having pure cocaine. Your model would go...
Yeah. But you're going to have to start charging more because you got to cut your product so you make more money. So it's a matter of people willing to accept the increase in the market value of cocaine, real pure cocaine. Also, there's no way to really test if it's real pure cocaine.
Test strips.
But the test strips aren't 100% accurate. They aren't. The fentanyl test strips test for 7 of 27 kinds of fentanyl. So you're still taking the chance of getting a bad batch. One thing I think is interesting is how ecstasy, when I was in college, it was called ecstasy.
You kids may know it as Molly.
It's now called Molly. So that's how you guys know it. But you kids now will be like, Molly and MDMA, those are both pure. Molly is pure MDMA. And I'm like, there is absolutely no chance drug dealers are not cutting their product. And they're giving you just pure Molly. There is no drug dealer who's like, I'm going to work on a smaller margin. That's just not a thing.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, drug dealers didn't grow a conscience. You know, they were like, oh, no. I don't want to take the chance of... If there are drug dealers who are willing to take the chance of murdering their fucking clients with fentanyl, there are drug dealers who are also doing the same shady shit with Molly.
I don't know how anyone will risk even touching fentanyl to cut it into your cocaine or whatever drugs there are. And I would love to just be like, just don't do drugs. But that's not going to fucking work. Frankly, I think they should just legalize drugs and then they could regulate it in that sense. Then the government could make a big cut of tax money on drugs. Ever be safe? Government would make money.
Could you imagine the tax dollars that would go to cocaine? Jesus Christ.
I mean, LA would fund all of the roads in this entire country.
We would be driving on a silky, smooth surface every day for the rest of our lives.
The way people casually do cocaine out here blows my mind. Cocaine was for rich movie stars when I was growing up, and now I guess we live where rich movie stars are, so it's everywhere. But,
yeah.
I don't know. There are multiple news stories constantly coming out where people are trying drugs. It's like there's a, I read something where a lot of it is allegedly coming from Mexico, so maybe like cartels, but there's people casually doing party drugs, or people who are addicts who do them regularly. Sometimes there's people who will go to Mexico to buy pharmaceuticals that they can't get here because they don't have insurance. And I know multiple stories of people doing that, and those have fentanyl in them.
Here's what's crazy about fentanyl is it's a very necessary, great drug for when used properly in a hospital.
Yeah, what's crazy is that so little of it can kill you, but then, like, when my dad was hooked up on drugs when he was on a ventilator dying, one of them was fentanyl. And I was like, how come it's so potent, but then there's, like, a bag... that drips into him.
Well, it's being diluted in saline.
Yeah, it's just like, so fentanyl is, I mean, what is it, like a ultimate painkiller, muscle relaxer? By the way, when we walked in to see my dad, I do a bit about on stage, my brother looked over at the bags and he had that and morphine. My brother was like, dang, Dad, they got you on the good stuff. Which is mind-blowing in general because it's trashy, but especially because my brother nearly died because he overdosed because of fentanyl. That's what's fucking insane is that, like, also the stigma that, like, oh, it takes so little to overdose, so then someone's dying or being hospitalized because of an overdose, and people are going, oh, this severe drug addict, this person, and people have lots of thoughts about drug addicts, people immediately go to, like, what a loser, this person needs to get their life together, which... Absolutely, someone could be a severe addict and run into this situation, but you could literally be someone who's never done drugs. And this literally is why I've never done cocaine, not because of fentanyl, because I don't think I knew what that was at the time, but I bought into the DARE video that was like, this woman did one bump of cocaine at a party with her friends and died. And I tell people that, and they've laughed at me, and now I'm like, okay, they could literally happen. There's no solution that's like viable. Although, I mean, I really think, what do you think?
Stop doing cocaine. I mean, it's just not an option anymore. It's off the market for a while, guys. It's just not something you play with.
I hope that enough people are seeing these stories that they think, like, all right, let's lock it up. I've had my fun.
Like, if there was a recall on lettuce that it's giving you dysentery, would you keep eating the lettuce?
Nicole, I have literally had to deal with you having 2 days of what you thought was stomach cancer level diarrhea because you refused to return an egg salad sandwich. So yes, people, a stinky egg salad from North Hollywood Diner, and you don't even get business ideas from an egg salad sandwich.
But if someone recalls something, like on the level of like the Food and Drug Administration are like, yo, this is bad. We're recalling this. If that was the case with the tuna salad salad, I wouldn't eat the tuna salad sandwich. If someone was like, listen, there's a good chance that this tuna salad sandwich will make you shit sideways for at least a week, potentially die.
I think it depends on the day. I think there's days where you go, well, I haven't shit today, so bring it on.
Listen,
I have 3 pounds.
But if I knew, if I knew I was just having diarrhea, I'd be fine with it. If I was gonna die, I wouldn't eat the fucking egg salad.
Yeah, don't let your friends peer pressure you into having an egg salad sandwich so that you die.
Fucking egg salad.
Don't think you need to have the egg salad sandwich for people to like you.
Yeah.
What made you stop?
I just, you know, it's like I stopped doing all forms of...
Was it a feeling or did you hit the age 25 and you had this life...
I was just like, all right, I'm 25. Too old to be doing this anymore.
It's like, you know what? I'm done. It was just a choice.
It was Christmas of 2005.
Fun and hot when you're young.
We already established that I'm old. And it was just like, I remembered seeing someone doing drugs and they were older. And I was like, oh, that's so sad. The second you get over the age of 30, God forbid the age of 40, and you're still like out at parties, like blowing coke off a key while you straddle a puddle. In college, I was bumping K over a flooded toilet. Whatever. It's just
bumping K? What does that do? What is the reason people do that drug?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
I don't know. I was not happy, I'll tell you that. Literally could not stop asking if my life would be normal again, because I was like, if I get stuck in this, I will kill myself. Because there's the idea of the K-hole, which is like you basically just get like stuck in this like circular thought. And I was like, but if I get stuck in this K-hole, I will kill myself.
Am I in a K-hole? Are we in a K-hole?
I just kept saying to the guy sitting next to me, who I did not know, I kept saying, oh my God, will you just let me know that my life is going to be normal again? Is everything going to be normal again? Am I going to be okay? Is everything okay? Am I okay? Is everything going to be okay? Am I okay? I don't know. And then he was like, listen, I don't know what to tell you. I'm fucked up too. And I was like, Jill? And then my friend Jill, who I did it with, was just floating around the room, literally going like this. This is how she was walking around the room.
I'll narrate it for the listeners. She sort of looks like a ballerina pterodactyl. She's like flailing her arms, prancing, very little girl dancing in her own universe in a field of flowers.
That is exactly what you narrated that quite well.
I feel like every story you've ever told me about when you've tried drugs, like hard party drugs, is literally the reason I've never tried hard party drugs.
Yeah, and then I stopped doing them. Cocaine, I never had a bad anything with. Cocaine was always like, every time I did it, I was like, ah, finally, I feel normal.
Sometimes you're like, what happens to you with cocaine wasn't a bad experience. But like, if we talk to everyone who's around you when you're on cocaine, would they feel the same?
Mm-hmm. Every single person when I was on cocaine was like, I am blown away how quiet you are.
That's so funny. That my brother, a drug addict, on multiple times when I've mentioned not having done cocaine, he goes, you know, it would actually probably really calm you down. And I'm like, okay, so then what's the point? For me to be calm, surrounded by other people who are blasting off to the moon?
You feel incredible. You're just so, it's the goddamn greatest drug.
Because I tell you what, Adderall, I'm prescribed to it. I don't abuse it. I like go through these phases of like, I'm not going to take it. I don't need drugs. The stupid fucking thing that we do where we go, I don't need meds. I can get a handle on it. It's something I can control. And you're like, no, your fucking brain is built differently. You need to take medication. But lots of people do it. It's not something I love about myself. But like, when I take it, it's like the anxiety is just gone.
That's how I feel normal. Like, I feel like my brain is quiet and still, and I feel magnificent.
So funny to think of you being like, I need to meditate. Just taking a bump before you're like, oh, cocaine.
I shit you not. Yeah. It's great.
I just always thought I would be too annoying.
No, you would be. You'd probably have the same thing happen to me.
Like zippity doodah.
Super mellow.
Get her off the roof.
You would probably mellow out your brothers.
Well, I'll never know.
By the way, every single person I know who mellows out on cocaine is also been prescribed Ritalin or Adderall.
Yeah, it's ADHD. It's our brains. It's our frontal cortex. Some fucking part of our brain doesn't wire correctly. And you spend years and yeah. Am I saying the general you and what I mean is specifically me because I don't want to feel alone? Absolutely. You spend years, at least as a woman, because it doesn't get diagnosed the same as it does in men, criticizing yourself, just thinking you're not good enough and there's something inherently wrong with your character. And you go like, no, I can be better. I can be more organized. I got to stay on top of it. I just got to work on my time management. I just need 800 more lists. And then you take a pill and you're like, oh, that's what I needed. Is I needed a thing that band-aided my brain, the sides of my brain together.
It's sometimes I love to just watch you on my screen. It's so funny. I'm just like, I feel like I'm watching the Jessica Michelle TV show. And
live
like,
on local cable access channel 0.3, only in 2 televisions in the whole world.
So it was Dare that got you to never want to do drugs?
What I thought it was Dare. And there's also a deep subconscious part of me that's probably like, also probably my whole family. Is that like, well, what do drugs do? Well, I know they make you leave your kids. But I don't think I realized at the time that my dad had been on drugs. I didn't realize that till later. But like, I'm surprised I've drank as much as I have. Like, I'm not an alcoholic, but I'm surprised I even had a phase where I partied hard just based on observing my mom and being like, I don't ever want to be like that. And like, I don't know because there was a time in high school where people were like getting into drugs and I like wanted people to think I was cool, but like I never got into, so I like would drink, but I never, no, I really think I was like, people die from this. And I think there's a part of me, which looking back is probably.
Well, if I told you this, a friend of mine who works in sobriety and rehab, she said that one of the biggest problems she's having in all of her patients now are them doing hallucinogenics. She said she has so many patients who are doing mushrooms to the point where they're like, oh, I'm only microdosing. She's now dealing with people having severe mental issues because of microdosing mushrooms.
So was your goal telling that to ruin the one drug I do like?
No, I'm just saying, would that sort of thing deter you from from doing mushrooms? Because it's deterred me. It's freaked me out.
Yeah, no, well, when people go doing cocaine, look at this picture of this person's brain scan from all the Molly. They have holes in their brain. And I went, as a seventh grader, I went, my brain is all I have. I'm not getting anything for the way I look. I'm not getting anything for my fun personality.
Well, I'm never doing that.
My brain is the only reason I will survive.
So that scared you from doing it
because anything. I was like, it's going to fuck up my brain. And like my brain is, I mean, it's like we talked about when we talked about the hand surgeon thing and how like, you know, really great surgeons can insure their hands. Even like in what we do now, when people go like, oh, I'm fucking partying, going hard. It's like, no, this is my source of income and my source of like everything I do comes from
Mama's
moneymaker. The idea of putting my brain in a paper shredder just to have 15 minutes of feeling confident was like, no, I'll stay home if I need to feel confident to be at a party. I just won't. I'm confident in my living room.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that until I had already done a lot of Molly and X.
Until I did the drugs that made me confident. And I was like,
all
right.
Did all those drugs. And then someone was like, and I was like, oh God, I'm really sad lately. Like a very, very, very prolonged, deep sadness.
They didn't teach you that in pre-med?
No, this was my freshman year of college.
It was before you get into the pre-med.
And then I find out, they're like, yeah, it puts holes in your brain. And then I was like, oh, well, I won't be doing that again.
Yeah, I learned that in DARE. Like, people go like, DARE didn't work. And I'm like, well, I'm sure their goal isn't to keep one individual kid off drugs.
It works. DARE works.
But it worked for me.
Yeah. The whole, all, The everything about drugs is truly like terrifying. Like when my friend told me that about microdosing mushrooms, because there was, I don't know if you remember, but during I wasn't living, I don't think I was living with you at the time.
Or no, I remember when you went through I'm gonna microdose phase.
Yeah, I did a whole microdosing program, and I was like, oh, this is great, it's making me happy. And a friend of mine was like, yeah, it's turned into a fucking problem. She's like, because everybody's treating mushrooms like they're some sort of drug, and they're like, oh, well, I'm on a course of microdosing. It's like, you're not a doctor. Stop treating, you can't prescribe yourself some regimen.
Yeah, but I agree. But knowing addicts the way I know addicts, I'm inclined to go, oh, really? You're just doing the thing that you're just doing, like a little bit, and that's all you're doing. You're not mixing with anything. You're just. Because it's a very addicty thing to go like, well, I only do mushrooms. And it's like they have pockets full of pills.
The patients that she's having are patients who are like, I believe in, you know, the power of hallucinogenics. So it's like, these are the people, like, you know, some people have been on ayahuasca retreats.
Yeah. But then you say they're losing their mind. What does that mean?
I mean, I don't know what it looks like. Are
they losing their facilities, or are they just becoming like, I don't need to own things? And is that losing their mind?
They are in a mental health rehab facility right now, and my friend is taking care of these people.
Man.
So it's just terrifying, because it's like, I don't know. I was like, I feel like I was being like really good about it. Like I was being very regimented about it.
Well, yeah, you're not in.
I know, but then I'm like, oh God, like what is.
But you also don't like, yeah, if the people you're getting them from, if they're just mushroom, whatever, you know, they're just like, oh, dry mushrooms, but like, did they ask you, are you on anything else? Because there's a lot of things that, like, you shouldn't combine mushrooms with certain pharmaceuticals. Yeah. Like, or people with certain mental health things shouldn't mushroom trip.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the details of every single person's individual case, but it's just slightly terrifying.
All right. Well, we're talking about hallucinogenics. People in our live Two Villain Nerds chat are arguing over governors of states they don't even live in. It's been a blast. The lesson is, I'm going to go get drunk on cough syrup. Just kidding. You guys, stay healthy, stay safe, do what you need to do to check out whatever you're ingesting, and, you know, make conscious decisions. Just consider all of the outcomes before you shove things into your body.
If cocaine's your thing, great, that's fine. Tag out for a little bit, you know?
Tag out for a little bit. Things are a little sticky right now, and let's wait till it's... Eventually, I think, I'd like to believe, at least with the war on drugs, like, someone will... be like taken down as the person. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know how much of the drugs are put in the system by our own government and whatever. Who cares? We've got to go. You guys, leave us a rating and a review. Tell us what drugs you used to do that you realized you probably shouldn't do anymore at Two Filthy Nerds on Instagram, on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. We got a Facebook group, Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds. And you can follow us anywhere. Leave us a rating review. Join our Patreon. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Deuces.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.